Study Article 5. This article will be studied during the week of March 27th through April 2nd. The love that Christ has compels us. Theme text. The love that Christ has compels us, so that those who live should live no longer for themselves. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15. Song 13. Christ Our Model. Preview. During the memorial season, we are encouraged to reflect on Jesus' life and death, and on the love that He and His Father have shown for us. Doing so can move us to action. This article will discuss practical ways in which we can show our gratitude for the ransom and our love for Jehovah and Jesus. We will also see how we can be motivated to love our brothers and sisters, to display courage, and to find joy in our service. Paragraphs 1 and 2, Question A. What feelings may we experience when we reflect on Jesus' life and ministry? Question B. What will we discuss in this article? When we lose a loved one in death, we miss that person so much. At first, we may feel nothing but pain when we think back to the days leading up to his death, especially if our loved one suffered before dying. With time, however, we begin to feel a measure of joy when we think of something he taught us, or something he did or said to encourage us or to make us smile. In a similar way, it saddens us to read about Jesus' suffering and death. During the memorial season, we especially take time to reflect on the significance of his ransom sacrifice. However, we find great joy in reflecting on all the things Jesus said and did while he was on earth. We also find it stimulating to think about what he is doing now and what he will do for us in the future. Meditating on these things and on his love for us can move us to show our appreciation in practical ways, as we will see in this article. Gratitude moves us to follow Jesus. Paragraph 3, Question. What reasons do we have to be grateful for the ransom? We feel grateful when we reflect on Jesus' life and death. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus taught people about the blessings that God's kingdom would bring. We deeply appreciate these kingdom truths. We are thankful for the ransom because it opens the way for us to enjoy a close friendship with Jehovah and Jesus. Those who exercise faith in Jesus also have the hope of living forever and of seeing their dead loved ones again. We have not done anything to deserve these blessings, nor can we ever repay God and Christ for what they have done for us. But we can show them the depth of our gratitude. How? Paragraph 4, Question. How did Mary Magdalene show gratitude for what Jesus had done for her? Consider the example of a Jewish woman named Mary Magdalene. She was in a wretched condition, tormented by 7 demons. She must have felt that there was no way out. So imagine how thankful she was when Jesus freed her from the influence of those demons. Her gratitude moved her to become his follower and to use her time, energy, and belongings to support him in the ministry. Although Mary deeply appreciated what Jesus did for her personally, she may not have grasped that his greatest gift was yet to come. He would give his life in behalf of humankind, so that everyone exercising faith in him could enjoy everlasting life. John 3:16. Still, Mary showed her appreciation for Jesus by being loyal. While Jesus was suffering on the torture stake, Mary stood nearby, providing emotional support to him and to others. After Jesus died, Mary and 2 other women brought spices to the tomb for his burial. Mary's loyalty was richly rewarded. She had the joy of meeting the resurrected Jesus and of speaking with him, a privilege that most disciples did not have. Paragraph 5, Question. How can we show our gratitude for all that Jehovah and Jesus have done for us? We too can show our gratitude for all that Jehovah and Jesus have done for us by using our time, energy, and financial resources to advance the kingdom work. For example, we can make ourselves available to help with constructing and maintaining buildings for pure worship. The picture caption reads, "How does meditating on the example of Mary Magdalene motivate you to show gratitude?" Love for Jehovah and Jesus moves us to love others. Paragraph 6, question. Why can we say that the ransom is a personal gift? When we consider how much Jehovah and Jesus love us, we are moved to love them in return. We love them even more when we realize that Jesus died for us personally. The Apostle Paul acknowledged this and expressed his appreciation when he wrote to the Galatians, saying, "The Son of God loved me and handed himself over for me." Galatians 2:20. On the basis of the ransom, Jehovah has drawn you to him so that you can be his friend. Does it not warm your heart to know that Jehovah has seen something good in you, and that he paid the highest price so that you can be counted as his friend? Does it not strengthen your love for Jehovah and Jesus? We do well to ask ourselves, what will that love compel me to do? Paragraph 7, question. As seen in the picture, how can all of us demonstrate our love for Jehovah and Jesus? Our love for God and Christ moves us to show love to others. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15 reads, "For the love that Christ has compels us, because this is what we have concluded, that one man died for all. So then all had died, and he died for all, so that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised up." Chapter 6, 1 and 2 reads, "Working together with him, we also urge you not to accept the undeserved kindness of God and miss its purpose. For he says, 'In an acceptable time I heard you, and in a day of salvation I helped you.' Look, now is the especially acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation." One way we demonstrate our love is by having a zealous share in the preaching work. We speak to everyone we meet. We do not discriminate against anyone because of his race, tribe, financial position, or social background. In this way, we are working in harmony with Jehovah's purpose that all sorts of people should be saved and come to an accurate knowledge of truth. 1 Timothy 2:4. The picture caption reads, "Our love for God and Christ motivates us to share the kingdom message with all sorts of people." Paragraph 8, question. How can we show love for our brothers and sisters? We also prove our love for God and Christ by showing love for our brothers and sisters. We take a personal interest in them and support them during their trials. We comfort them when they have lost a loved one, visit them when they are sick, and do our best to encourage them when they are disheartened. We keep praying for them, remembering that a righteous man's supplication has a powerful effect. James 5:16. Paragraph 9, question. What is another way we can show love for our brothers and sisters? We also show love for our brothers and sisters by working hard to keep peace with them. We strive to imitate Jehovah's example of forgiveness. If Jehovah was willing to let his son die for our sins, should we not readily forgive our brothers and sisters when they sin against us? We would not want to be like the wicked slave referred to in one of Jesus' parables. Even after his master had canceled his enormous debt, that slave failed to forgive a fellow slave's relatively small debt. If you have had a misunderstanding with someone in the congregation, could you take the first step to make peace before attending the memorial? Doing so would reflect your deep love for Jehovah and Jesus. Paragraphs 10 and 11. Question: how can elders show love for Jehovah and Jesus? How can elders show that they love Jehovah and Jesus? An important way is by caring for the needs of Jesus' sheep. 1 Peter 5, 1 and 2 reads, "Therefore, as a fellow elder, a witness of the sufferings of the Christ, and a sharer of the glory that is to be revealed, I make this appeal to the elders among you. Shepherd the flock of God under your care, serving as overseers, not under compulsion, but willingly before God, not for love of dishonest gain, but eagerly." Jesus made that point clear to the Apostle Peter. After denying Jesus 3 times, Peter was likely desperate to prove that he loved Jesus. Following his resurrection, Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" We can be sure that Peter would have done anything to prove his love for his master. Jesus told Peter, "Shepherd my little sheep." John 21:15-17. And for the rest of his life, Peter tenderly cared for the Lord's sheep, proving that he had love for Jesus. Elders, during the memorial season, how can you demonstrate that the importance of Jesus' words to Peter is not lost on you? You can show how much you love Jehovah and Jesus by regularly engaging in the shepherding work and by making a special effort to help inactive ones return to Jehovah. You can also take an interest in Bible students and new ones who attend the memorial, doing all you can to make these potential disciples feel welcome. Love for Christ moves us to be courageous. Paragraph 12, question: why does reflecting on the words Jesus spoke on the night before his death give us courage? On the night before he died, Jesus told his disciples, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage. I have conquered the world." John 16:32-33 reads, "Look, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when each one of you will be scattered to his own house, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, so that by means of me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have conquered the world." What helped Jesus to face his enemies with courage and to remain faithful until death? He relied on Jehovah. Knowing that his followers would face similar tests, Jesus asked Jehovah to watch over them. Why does this give us courage? Because Jehovah is stronger than any of our enemies. Nothing escapes his notice. We are convinced that if we rely on Jehovah, we can overcome our fears and show courage. Paragraph 13, question: how did Joseph of Arimathea show courage? Consider the example of Joseph of Arimathea. He was well regarded by Jewish society. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court. However, during Jesus' earthly ministry, Joseph was anything but courageous. John said that he was a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one because of his fear of the Jews. John 19:38. Although Joseph was interested in the kingdom message, he hid from others that he had faith in Jesus. No doubt, he was afraid that he would lose his prestigious position in the community. Whatever the case, the Bible tells us that after Jesus died, Joseph finally took courage and went in before Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Mark 15:42-43. Joseph's support of Jesus was now no longer a secret. Paragraph 14, question: what should you do if you struggle with fear of man? Can you relate to Joseph's fear of man? at school or at work? Do you sometimes feel embarrassed to identify yourself as one of Jehovah's Witnesses? Are you putting off becoming a publisher or getting baptized because you worry about what others might think of you? Do not let such feelings stop you from doing what you know is right. Pray fervently to Jehovah. Ask Him to give you the courage to do His will. As you see how Jehovah answers your prayers, you will become stronger and more courageous. Joy moves us to serve Jehovah without let up. Paragraph 15, question. After Jesus appeared to His disciples, what did their joy move them to do? The disciples were very sad when Jesus died. Imagine yourself in their situation. Not only had they lost their beloved friend, but they also felt as though they had lost their hope. However, when Jesus appeared to them, He took the time to help them understand His role in fulfilling Bible prophecy. He also gave them an important work to do. By the time Jesus ascended to heaven 40 days later, the sadness of the disciples had turned into great joy, knowing that their Master was alive and ready to help them accomplish their new commission made them happy. Their joy moved them to praise Jehovah without let up. Luke 24:52-53 reads, "And they did obeisance to Him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, praising God." Paragraph 16, question. How can we imitate Jesus' disciples? How can we imitate Jesus' disciples? We can find joy in worshiping Jehovah not just during the memorial season, but throughout the year. This requires that we put God's kingdom first in our life. For example, many have adjusted their work schedule in order to share in the ministry, attend meetings, and participate in family worship regularly. Some have even gone without material possessions that others consider to be necessary so that they can be more useful in the congregation, or so that they can serve where there is a greater need for kingdom publishers. Although we need endurance to serve Jehovah continually, He promises to bless us richly if we put kingdom interests first in our life. Paragraph 17, question. What are you determined to do this memorial season? We look forward to observing the memorial on Tuesday, April 4th. However, do not wait until then to reflect on Jesus' life and death, and on the love He and Jehovah have shown for us. Take advantage of every opportunity during the entire memorial season to do so. For example, set aside some time to read about and meditate on the events outlined in the chart, The Final Week of Jesus' Life on Earth, found in Appendix B12 of the New World Translation. As you do, look for Bible passages that strengthen your gratitude, love, courage, and joy. Then identify specific ways in which you can show your heartfelt appreciation. You can be sure that Jesus will treasure all that you do to remember Him during this memorial season. The picture caption reads, "During the memorial season, take time to meditate on what Jehovah and Jesus have done for you personally." How can the love that Christ has move us to show gratitude, display love and courage, be joyful? Song 17, I Want To. End of article.